Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, April 12th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that China is pushing telecommunications carriers in the country to phase out foreign chips. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The move is part of a broader effort by Beijing to replace foreign technology with domestic alternatives. Intel and AMD will be hit the hardest. China is Intel's largest market, accounting for 27% of the company's revenue last year and 15% of AMD's revenue. Intel declined to comment, and AMD didn't respond to requests for comment. Roku says hackers gained access to 576,000 accounts. In a blog post, the streaming hardware maker said the criminals likely did so by using customer usernames and passwords from other sites. Roku said in fewer than 400 cases, the hackers made unauthorized purchases of subscriptions and Roku hardware products using the stored payment method, but they didn't have access to credit card numbers or other full payment information. The company reset the passwords for all the affected accounts and is now requiring two-factor authentication. And Elon Musk and Argentina's president Javier Milei met today at Musk's Tesla plant in Austin, Texas, after months of endorsing each other on the billionaire's X platform. A statement from the Argentine president's office says they discussed the need to, quote, defend freedom and other shared ideological sentiments. Analysts say, however, Musk and Milei are also looking to benefit economically from closer ties. SpaceX recently won permission from Argentine authorities to offer Starlink satellite internet services there. Argentina also has the world's third biggest reserves of lithium, a key material in electric vehicle batteries. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.